Welcome to The Shrinking Man Project.
The Shrinking Man Project, Episode 15, Declaring Victory.
Hello again, folks, and welcome to Episode 15 of The Shrinking Man Project. I'm your host, Doc Coleman, and I am The Shrinking Man. I hope everyone enjoyed last week's philosophy episode, long and rambly as it ended up being. Sorry to keep all of you philosophy fans waiting. I don't intend to let things drag along that far again. Then again, life has a way of turning intentions and promises into, you said you'd do what? As always, we'll see how things work out. But since last week's podcast was long, I'm going to try to keep this one on the brief side. So,
off to the scales!
I'm going to head off and weigh myself and let you listen to our latest featured promo. Back in a bit.
Cliffy was born the son of a doxy and a junkie. In a neo-Victorian world, he was the lowest of the low, with no hope of bettering his position. But one day, he witnessed a murder and was offered a unique form of blackmail. In exchange for his silence, he is enrolled in the Malcolm Rutherford Holden Institute of Regentrification. There, in the Hidden Institute, he learns how to walk, talk, and act like nobility so that he can sneak into the ranks of the gentry. But in this world, that kind of fraud carries a death penalty. Royal intrigue, daring escapes, assassins, subdermal machines, and bear polo. The Hidden Institute is a new story by Brand Gamblin, available at hiddeninstitute.com. A grand adventure in a not-so-distant world.
And there you have the promo for Brand Gamblin's latest podcast novel, The Hidden Institute. I've been listening to this and greatly enjoying Brand's steampunk world. He set it in a more modern era and put an interesting twist on the typical steampunk world. I hope you'll give it a listen and that you'll enjoy it as much as I am.
The Weigh-In.
Rightio, this week's weigh-in. This week I am back to 290 pounds. I dropped the 2 pounds I gained last week. We shall see how things shape up with this in the future. But as long as I am losing, I declare victory.
The Week in Review.
Now, some of you will remember me talking about having tech problems a couple months ago. A major part of those problems was due to an issue with the Time Machine backups on my server going to a Drobo. It's a massive RAID device. Now, in early December, I upgraded the OS on my server to macOS 10.6.4, and my Time Machine backups started failing. Now, one part of that issue was an error introduced in 10.6.4 that would make USB devices randomly unmount themselves. I fixed that in a few weeks, but my backups kept failing for some reason. Last week, I managed to isolate that problem to a corrupted file that wouldn't index properly and kept forcing the backups to fail. So now I am finally getting my first complete set of backups since Christmas. And very relieved to have that problem figured out. Fortunately, I do also have daily backups with CrashPlan that are stored on and off-site. But it's so nice to have the Time Machine backups again. Once again, I completed all of my exercises this week. Most of my times weren't that impressive, but I got in a really good run on Saturday and finished up the last run for my speed goal in Nike Plus. That really made me happy. As most of you will have noticed, last week's episode came out a bit late. This is because a lot of my scheduled time got preempted for other things. My wife needed some extra time with me, and that precluded my regularly scheduled writing time. So I ended up doing last week's show without a script. Then, once I got the audio recorded, I couldn't work in more than an hour of editing time until Friday. I had talked before about reworking the schedule for the Nifty Tech blog, one of my other brands, but Scott Roche, my PC expert, came through for me with a new review, so we are continuing with the old schedule for now. So I guess in the end, the more the schedule changes, the more it stays the same. I was quite happy with my food this past week. I stayed pretty satisfied with my eating all week, and when Saturday rolled around, I barely finished off my daily points. Most of my weekly points went unused. This past week also saw the debut of a new production of A Midsummer Night's Dream by Pirates Cove. The first episode of this audio drama dropped into the feed on Friday. I am especially happy to see this because I am part of the production. I play Oberon, King of the Fae. So I won't be along until Act 2, but this has been a great opportunity for me to work along with some of the great names in podcasting, such as Veronica Jaguar, Bran Gamblin, Indiana Jim, Philippa Ballantyne, and many others. So if you're interested in taking a listen, I'll have links in the show notes so you can find it quickly and get started with Act 1, Scene 1. Shows will be dropping about once a week, so it shouldn't take long to get the entire show in. I hope you enjoy it.
Lessons learned.
Adjusting priorities. This past week has been all about adjusting priorities. First with my wife's need for more of my time and attention last week, then with helping out a friend who literally showed up on my doorstep on Tuesday night after having a fight with her boyfriend and just needed someone to listen to while she talked out some of her frustrations. At times, we all get tied up in our own little issues. Sometimes we need reminders about what is important in our lives so we can make time for what really needs attending to. And if we don't pay attention, the universe will sometimes remind us pretty forcefully.
Moving forward.
Making time for what is important. Yeah. We all have to juggle how we use the finite amount of time each week provides. That includes making time to remind others that they are important to us so that they don't feel neglected in favor of the thousand different details that keep our lives running. Sometimes you do need to stop and clear those details, but if you don't get back to your priorities, those details can drown you. I need to make more time to emphasize those priorities in the next few weeks.
Feedback!
It hasn't been that long since the last episode, but I did hear from Beth, who said that she is going to be going to Siglerfest and Balticon this year, and that she wanted to be part of the Shrinking Man Project Live at Balticon. No problem. All are welcome, and you can participate as much or as little as you feel comfortable with. So if you're going to be at Balticon this year, and you'd like to join us, let me know. And of course, you can do that by leaving comments on the blog at theshrinkingmanproject.com or sending me an email, just like Beth did, at doc@theshrinkingmanproject.com. Or you can call and leave a voicemail at 240-745-5022. And if you're a Facebook person, head on over to Facebook and join the fans of the Shrinking Man Project. And you can talk about issues that you're dealing with and get support from the other folks who are going through it with you. As always, if you've got promos, send them to me. Let me know about your latest projects. I'd be happy to help. Leave a review on iTunes or Podcast Alley, telling folks what you like about the podcast. Be sure to tell your friends about it. And have a good week. See you next week. Bye-bye.
This podcast is copyright 2011 by The Shrinking Man Project. All rights reserved.
The Shrinking Man Project is distributed and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 United States license. That means that you're welcome to pass it around, but you can't claim that it's yours, you can't charge money for it, and you can't make changes to the podcast.
The Shrinking Man Project is a Swimming Cat Studios production. For more information and show notes, go to theshrinkingmanproject.com. I hope everyone enjoyed last week's philosophy episode. Screwed up already. But this time it's a script screw up. Okay. Bong, bong, bong. Move that in here a little bit. I'm going to head off to the scales and then once I got the audio recorded, I couldn't work in more than a half a... But Scott Roche, my PC expert, came through with me... Not leave it. By Pirate's Cove. So it won't be all there. If he... Bad. Cue the edit mark and then forget what you're going to say. No, I did that already. I'll have links in the show notes so that you can find it quickly. And at the... I need to make more time to emphasize the... So if you are going to be... Chinese cursing. And be sure to head over to Facebook, if you're a Facebook person, and join the fans of the Shrinking Man Project. There's a bell in there somewhere. Join the fans of the Shrinking Man Project, where you can talk about what you're doing to bring in change in your life and get support from the other folks who are along... God, that sucked. I'd appreciate it if folks would leave a review for me on iTunes or Podcast Alley. Tell them folks about how... God, that sucked.